No sign yet, then.
I suppose it is a long shot. We have to be realistic.
You said before you didn't know who the killer was, but you knew what.
So do you, if you think about it. Why don't people just think?
Oh, because we're stupid.
We know the killer drove his victims, but there were no marks of coercion or violence on the bodies. Each one of those five people climbed into a stranger's car voluntarily. The killer was someone they trusted.
But not someone they knew.
Five completely different people that had no friends in common. And another thing, Lauriston Gardens, did you see it? Twitching curtains, little old ladies. Little old ladies, they're my favourite, better than any security cameras. But according to the police, no one remembers a strange car parked outside an empty house. Not one person remembered.
I see what you're saying. No, Adam, what are you saying? The killer's got an invisible car?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Okay, I definitely don't see what you're saying.
There are cars that pass like ghosts, unseen, unremembered. There are people we trust, always, when we're alone, when we're lost, when we're drunk. We never see their faces. But every day, we disappear into their cars and let the trap close around us.
Angelo, glass of white wine, quickly.
I give you the perfect murder weapon of the modern age. The invisible car. The London cab.